Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Kwam Yasharala. Welcome to the Shabbat, first of all, and then also to Blog Talks Radio show with At Last Ministries and our Shabbat lesson. We had some technical difficulties last week, and I'm not going to be with you long today. We just want to share the book of Jude, as we talked about last week. But first and foremost, let's go before the Father in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all manner of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So I am Elder V. Yasharala. And we normally have these shows set aside to talk about the commandments, how they were never done away with, and to instill in our people the laws as the disciples kept in the faith of what Christ established in Acts 13 and 15. They always got together in the assembly, synagogue, to hear the reading of the Tanakh, the Torah, the laws and to exhort and encourage one another. And I'm not going to do an extensive show. I'm just going to go into some of the book of Jude as much as we can get in for today and let you continue with your day of rest. 6 days you've worked, seventh day you shall rest. So, the Epistle of Jude. Jude, the first verse, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother James, to them that are sanctified by the Most High, the Father, and preserved in Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Jude is getting into, before we go into verse 3, warnings from history to the ungodly, because we talked about last week the book of Enoch and how necessary it is going to be for people to begin to preach and teach out of the book of Enoch in this hour, because it was a book that was written for this time. And Jude is one who confirms and reaffirms the book of Enoch. And as we mentioned last week, that if you do not believe in the book of Enoch, then you should remove the book of Jude and the book of 2 Peter as well. So it goes on to say, verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God unto lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God in our Lord Jesus Christ. Before I go on to verse 5, I want to say that there are vessels. Scripture tells us there are vessels fitted for destruction that before time were created and brought forth into this earth to serve their purpose as well. And Jude confirms that in verse 4, and that they are crept in amongst the people. They do exist amongst the people. They are in our churches, our assemblies, our synagogues. So, yeah, you must be able to discern who is among you, who is amongst you in the congregation. But Scripture also says that when Christ comes, he will separate the wheat from the tear. And we know this. Verse 5, Jude, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not, because many people came out of Egypt, and after all the things the Most High did, still did not believe. Could you imagine quail, manna, cloud of fire by night, cloud by day to lead and guide you, and still contend with the Most High and not believe. Verse 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. That is referencing the watchers that were assigned to watch over the people, as Genesis the 6th chapter tells us. They left their first estate to sleep with women and birthed the Nephilim and the giants. And it's interesting that you see it's verse 6 that references Genesis 6 about the angels that decided to leave the life that they had, their first estate. And you'll find precepts on that in John 8 and 44, 2 Peter 2 and 4, and Revelations 20 and 10. Verse 7, Jude 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Verse 8, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. And you'll find precepts for that in 2 Peter 2 and 10, Exodus 22 and 28. Yet Michael, verse 9, yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. I want to say this. this technology about DNA has always been around. It's something Satan has used. And to be able to, this is why they had to fight for the body of Moses. First of all, I'll give you some precepts for that particular verse, which is 2 Peter 2:11, Zechariah 3:2. But if you do your research, you'll find that Satan has always tampered with DNA, which is why they fought over the body of Musa. Jude 10, but these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds, they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. 13, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Verse 14, and Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Verse 16, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Verse 17, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. We see much of that today. People who are, verse 19, let me read this. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the spirit. So there is a sensuality that replaces spirituality. And that sensuality is psychikos. It's bestial. The Greek word is psychikos. It's a sensuality. So most people who will try and adapt and try and act as if they understand the Father and His Spirit are actually those that are in a sensual mindset. You see throughout this chapter, you hear words spoken of fornication, Sodom and Gomorrah, turned over to sensuality and being led by the flesh. And verse 19 describes that. Verse 20, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost. Verse 20 says, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So it is important for you to privately pray in the Spirit to yourselves so that you build up your innermost man. Verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some, have compassion, making a difference. And others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, even the garments spotted by the flesh. So have compassion, verse 22, and make a difference. Jude has this one chapter, but every verse is so powerful. It is a powerful book that gives you insight into this last time, because he's referencing the book of Enoch. Verse 23, and others, save with fear, pull them out of the fire. That means you must rescue your brothers and sisters from hell, damnation, and destruction. That is just how literal it actually is. Pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Flesh, once again, sensual, sensuality, fornication. Verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless
for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. We speak of Yeshua HaMashiach, whom you know as Jesus the Christ, based upon this book, but we know what his real Hebrew name is. I pray that you be increased, and may the Most High blessing keep you. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, for truth is a journey, not a destination. Shabbat Shalom. Kwame Yasharala.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Chuck.